You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Consolidation in the real estate seems to clearly playing out in the favor of top property developers. The reason? As small and unbranded players move out of the market, bigger players are increasing both their market share and sales bookings thanks to buyers moving towards bigger brands. The cumulative sales bookings of top 9 listed developers showed a CAGR growth 24% between FY19 and FY23 and stood at Rs. 70,000 crore, said Anand Lakhotia, co-head, Real Estate Funds Motilal Oswal Alternates. According to Anurag Property Consultants, FY23 saw the highest revenues posted by top 8 listed players in the last 3 financial years. In addition, smaller players are increasingly aligning with larger counterparts through joint development and development management structures. Meanwhile, the steady rise in credit spends has not enthused non-banking financial companies to launch credit card operations. Instead, these non-bank lenders have preferred to operate in conventional lending products like consumer durable loans, personal loans and micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, say experts. In a master direction released in April 2022, Reserve Bank of India issued master directions for credit cards, wherein it had said that NBFCs can only get into the credit card business with prior approval. However, it has been over a year now, yet none of them have gone ahead and launched. With many NBFCs currently have co-branding arrangements with banks, not too many NBFCs are keen on starting standalone credit card operations due to the cost involved in issuance of the cards. On to economy, the Rome-based Agricultural Market Information System in a note just prior to the G20 Leaders Summit said, India's export restriction on rice combined with El Nino-related concerns over rice production in the region have roiled global markets for the grain, with Thailand prices rising 20% since last month. India had banned wheat exports last year and put ban or export taxes on the several varieties of rice. The G20 leaders also agreed against imposition of any export ban or restriction that creates market distortions as per the WTO rules. The New Delhi Declaration has decided to support AMIS to include fertilizers, vegetables, oils, while the network currently focuses on wheat, maize, rice and soybeans. Moving on, Tata Consultancy Services has been doubling its headcount in the Nordic region every 5 years, in contrast to its total headcount that doubled over a 10-year period. Against the organic route pursued by TCS, peers like Infosys and Wipro have boosted their presence in the Nordic region through the acquisitions. As per regulatory filings by the company, it had over 4,500 employees in the Nordic region in 2013, which grew to around 9,000 by 2018. In 2023, the headcount has more than doubled to 20,000 in the region. In contrast, the company's total headcount, which was at over 300,000 in 2013, more than doubled to 615,000 in 2023. In the current calendar year, TCS won 6 major deals in Europe. Over to the auto industry, car buyers are increasingly demanding hybrid variants and models where such options are available, giving rise to the new segment in the wake of plunging demand for diesel models and reluctance of some top car makers who have bypassed the technology to jump directly to electric vehicles. While Japanese brands such as Maruti Suzuki, Toyota and Honda are witnessing strong traction for hybrid variants in their offerings, including Grand Vitara, Innova Hi-Cross and City respectively, three of India's top 4 car makers who control 45% of the domestic market remain unenthused by the hybrid demand surge, though Tata Motors and Mahindra & Mahindra have chosen to invest their financial resources into EVs. Hyundai too has stayed the course. Next up, aviation. On the back of induction of new aircraft as well as more international flights, full-service carrier Vistara has started operating 300 flights per day beginning this month, Deepak Rajawat, the airline's chief commercial officer, told FE. He said, quote, "We have been gradually adding capacity and recently operated 300 flights in a day for the first time since inception on September 1, 2023, unquote. Prior to this, the carrier was operating around 270 flights per day. The airline has witnessed consistent demand across its international network, especially on the long-haul routes. Besides, traffic has remained steady across domestic routes spanning metros and leisure destinations," Rajawat said. Lastly, let's hear about the stock that you need to watch out today. These include Reliance Industries, Adani Enterprises, TCS and Tata Communications, among others. US chipmaker Nvidia announced a partnership with the Tata Group to deliver computing infrastructure and platforms for developing AI-based solutions. On the other hand, Gautam Adani-led promoter group has increased stake in 2 of the group's listed companies, as the ports to energy conglomerate continues to work on a clawback strategy after being hit by damaging reports. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.